Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Oh, it gets me juice.
Fire it up.
Every Friday.
He's got such good legs because he's a punter. He's got such good... I mean, those calves, man, that is... Those are some good legs.
Yeah. What makes a good leg on a man, Judd?
Just a tree trunk leg. That's a good leg. I mean, there's a lot of muscle mass in that leg. That's a healthy
sturdy.
Leg.
Very
that's
sturdy.
Incredibly sturdy. It's a good-looking leg. I'm not going to lie.
Think he shaves it?
No.
Brady Quinn, I'll tell you what, I stood next to Brady Quinn.
Point.
For some reason, Brady Quinn was like taking batting practice at Target Field one time.
Shaved?
Shaves his whole body.
What's that all about?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Like swimmers, I get.
Can't say it helped him run faster or throw a ball any more accurately, but yeah, already. Well, this is Purple Daily, and I'm Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, executive producer, Declan Goff. This show is presented by our friends at TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And it's Four Question Friday, which means we line up four relevant questions, really just four questions that we feel like throwing out. And the first one, we'll just start right here, boys. Judd Zulgad was at minicamp for 2 days. They canceled the third day because things went so well the first couple days. But what were your single biggest takeaways, all of us? What was your single biggest takeaway from minicamp? Judd was there watching all the practices. Declan and I watching clips and press conferences and things like that. So your biggest takeaway from minicamp?
Okay, so I'm going to go big picture here. And I wrote about this for ScoreNorth.com. You can find my column that I posted this morning on this topic. But my biggest takeaway was this. So it was, I got to say, pretty relaxed there. And that's not a bad thing. But, you know, like there are times where you can tell, even this time of year, Zimmer's uptight, coaches are uptight, Cousins is uptight. Not this time. It seemed relaxed. It seemed, which is a good thing. It seemed laid back. It seemed like they got their work done, but there wasn't an overall angst there. And I guess my biggest takeaway was, I think that's the right way to go because, I mean, football sucks. It's a long season. It's a hard sport to play. And when you're uptight in June or at the start of training camp, that's not a positive. So my biggest takeaway was, I wonder if we're going to see that same mentality and attitude brought to training camp because, and this is what I got into in my column, the pressure is on, and I don't mean that as a bad thing, but like this team is built to win now. And you know, to go back to the Mackey and Judd Purple Daily mantra of recent months, no excuses now. No excuses. The offensive line might not be perfect, but it's damn well rebuilt, and there is not a player drafted after the third round. It's all draft picks now, hopefully. If Smith and Darrisaw start, which I think they will, there's not a player drafted after the third round on that offensive line. There's two first round picks. Kirk has weapons, no question about it, that hopefully Clint Kubiak will allow him to use. The defense might not be perfect, but it's rebuilt. A lot of investments. 11 free agents brought in since the end of last season on defense. And so Zimmer has tended to tighten up at times. I'm curious if we're going to see what I liked during minicamp, which was sort of a relaxed, we've got work to do, but we'll get it done. Are we going to see that? Because if we do, that's a really positive sign. If they get to training camp and it's sort of uptight and like, we're expected to win the division, we got to go, go, go.
I got
to
go.
I don't like that mentality to start a season. So that's my biggest takeaway, is more of the 10,000 foot view of I liked what I saw. Are we going to continue to see that?
Yeah. And just to reiterate what Judd said, I think the tagline we are putting on the Vikings from their perspective is no excuses. Mm-hmm. And our own mission statement on this show continues to be, we'd like to see the Vikings win a Super Bowl before we all die. And I think my main takeaway from just the mini camp conversations and press conferences and even just the social media stuff coming out is that there is an internal confidence among this Vikings team that we haven't seen in a while. I mean, they've been good and they've been competitive, even when they miss the playoffs. Like there's a certain belief that they're going to win games. You know, they're certainly not in like New York Jets mode the last few years where they're just a shattered franchise. They've never like fully lacked confidence, but this team, everything that Adam Thielen said earlier in the week, Patrick Peterson brings a level of bravado. Eric Kendricks has this sort of quiet, calm confidence, just like Harrison Smith does and Danielle Hunter. This team, and Justin Jefferson too, this team feels like they think they're going to win a lot of games in 2021. And you can sort of sense that just by watching and listening to the things that are being said. So I would say my main takeaway is how much they believe they're going to have a good season if everyone stays healthy. Declan?
For me, it's very simple, and I'll just rip this Band-Aid off and start this campaign as it goes. Shane Zylstra is going to get that wide receiver 3 job, so Chad Beebe might be on the lookout for his roster spot there, because I think Shane Zylstra was turning some heads with his boy Kellen Mond. Look out, Chad Beebe, because here comes Shane Zylstra. That is my biggest takeaway from Vikings minicamp.
Is Shane Zylstra still eligible for Mr. Mankato?
I believe so.
Dumb question. Has he played NFL snaps in a regular season game? Was he on like special teams or
I'm
anything?
I'm looking him up.
No. He joined the Vikings in May. He signed in May. I don't believe he.
So he could be a prime Mr. Mankato candidate.
Yeah, he was an undrafted signee in May of after the draft.
Okay, unless something's changed here. When they signed him in May, though, they signed him to play tight end, according to the team website. Mm. Don't sleep on Shane Zylstra. But yes, he's a tight end.
That's fine.
So he can't win the receiver 3, but he can still play.
He's got a month and a half to lose some weight.
And shrink maybe.
He can just still take Chad Beebe's roster spot in general. Yeah. So I don't, if it's guard or if it's wide receiver, yes, quarterback, doesn't matter.
He is a Mr. Mankato candidate.
Yes.
Declan's like, just slash his tires. Just slash his tires.
It was me.
All right, question number two here. So the Vikings announced yesterday their training camp dates, and they're going to charge for admission to some of the training camp, like the primetime, nighttime practices. I don't believe they ever did this in Mankato. I don't think, there was no fans at camp last year.
There was premium for, which there still is, but they never charged the ordinary fan. Mm-hmm. Correct. They talked about it once.
So how do you feel about the Vikings looking to squeeze a few more bucks out of their training camp experience?
I know that you didn't, that you didn't have fans last year at training camp and certainly at games. And I know that you probably lost quite a bit of potential revenue because of that, and all teams did. But I hate this, and here's why. One is, welcome back, fans, and now here's 4 pretty good practices you can pay for. $10 for adults to the ones at TCO, $20 for adults at the scrimmage at US Bank Stadium, which is highway robbery. Football practices are awful. They used to be, they've always been awful, but they used to actually be competitive, right? Like, Phil, we watch football practices, full pads, and guys got hurt and guys worked. Now they're glorified, for the most part, walkthroughs lots of times. The first one that they're going to charge for is the nighttime stadium practice at TCO, and that is in what they're calling the ramp-up period. That means no pads. That means it's basically going to be shells and helmets, and they're going to go through, and they're going to do stuff. But you're charging adults $10 for that and kids $5. And here's the other thing I really don't like. This leads down a slippery slope, because this is clearly them putting it out there that, hey, will people pay? Because if they will, we're going to charge them more. So it'll go from 4 practices this year to 8 practices next year to 3 years from now. Every practice you'll have to pay. Fans already go and they buy merchandise. They buy beverages, they buy food, and a lot of families go who can't afford to go to games, especially coming out of a pandemic when probably lots of people have taken pay cuts. This is something that they can afford to take their kids to, who then become lifelong football fans, because I got to go with mom. So I hate this, and I know it's just 4, but I absolutely, this league makes enough money. You don't need to charge people to get into a practice.
Listen, I'm all for capitalism here, and I think if there's a market, they're not charging $100 to go watch special teams practice. What's it like? $10?
$10
for an adult ticket? It's $10.
Yeah,
for the four.
It's $10. I'm fine with it. Yeah. It's $10. They want to make a couple bucks.
It doesn't bug me at
it's
all.
It's a, you know, I'm actually shocked that they spent 50 years giving away Randy Moss and Adrian Peterson for free. You get to go watch those guys for free? No, you got to pay up.
Yeah, but we don't have you
families
guys,
can afford $10 tickets.
$10 for the adults, $5 for kids. But I'm telling you, this is a slippery slope. Slippery slope. They're going to start charging for more. And look, for people like us, I don't care. But if you have three kids who love the Vikings and like you can't afford to go to games. This was one time where you could, and it's not like you didn't go spend. You went and spent. So I hate this idea. For families, so that point, I think it's unfair.
It's presumptuous of me to say, like, all families can afford $10 tickets. That's not true. And so I will say, if they keep some sort of avenue open for underprivileged families and kids to be able to go watch their favorite players or get autographs, they should do that and not have it be 100% a cash grab. At the same time, I understand coming out of a pandemic year, they want to make a couple extra bucks.
Yeah.
All right. It's for sure greedy. It's for sure capitalistic.
And we built them a stadium and a state-of-the-art facility that I know Egan helped out on. So really, you can't just keep the practices free. They're football practices. It's highway robbery to charge, too. They suck. I mean, spring training baseball, you go watch baseball.
Yeah, but you pay.
You pay to go. Oh,
no, but I'd pay to go. Because you get to go watch baseball.
Not really.
Training camp practices is cones on the field.
Donuts.
But it's still a product that what they're saying is, hey, listen, like there's a market for this. People will absolutely pay $10 to watch this. So yeah. I get it. All right, Dex, break the tie.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. It's not that big of a deal. It's $10. I understand, Paul Gazelka or Judd Zolgad over there complaining that eventually we're going to have to get down to eventually it starts a slippery slope and more people starting to pay more money to see football practice. I don't think it matters, dude. I think it's not that big of a deal. I really don't. Sorry, Judd.
So Judd is sticking up
I am sticking up for the fan.
The families and the fans.
I am sticking up for the fan.
Yep. All right. Question number three is brought to us by our friends at PXG Minneapolis. So you got the US Open going on right now. There's some PXG pros that you're going to see all throughout the weekend, hopefully anyways. And if you're just looking to improve your game, you're looking to get one of the best sets of clubs you're going to find on the market, the Gen 4 clubs have landed. Drivers, fairways, hybrids, irons. These are the best performing clubs PXG has ever made. And you can find them in stock at PXG Minneapolis in Southdale Center. It's a golfer's paradise. Check it out. And you can snoop around online too at pxg.com/Minneapolis. All right, let's get to question number three here. All right, so no football for 6 weeks, boys. Mini camp is over. Training camp doesn't start for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So give the audience one viewing recommendation that they can maybe do a YouTube search and find. What's a football game or some sort of football thing, YouTube rabbit hole that they can go down and keep themselves entertained for the next few weeks?
At least one thing. Yeah, to gain an appreciation of how far the sport and this league has come, go back and watch 1970s highlights or games. I don't care what. But just to understand where this sport was and how different it looked and how the run game was king at one time and quarterback interceptions were commonplace and hits were brutal. It's hard to fathom how much the sport has changed until you go look at the 70s or the 60s. And see that it was a brutal sport that you know what was played in these big cookie cutter multi-use stadiums. Like everything about it was different. My advice is gain an appreciation for how far the sport has come by watching that.
All right. What about you, Declan?
Two things come to mind. Number one, SB Nation does these great long docs, short docs. So they're 15 minutes. They're called Rewinders. And basically, they take a very prominent sports moment that happened, and then they rewind how they got there over a long 10, 15-minute moment, how it brought there. They've done ones on the Vikings before. They've done the Minneapolis Miracle. They've done the Favre interception. They've even done the Michael Vick run in overtime in 2004. They're great little vignettes of how things happen in sports you might have forgot about. And another one that I saw actually on the Skol Reddit page this morning was when And I've mentioned, I think, this game before in our Zimmer era. But when Zimmer's 2017 team, the number one defense, shut down Sean McVay and the Rams against the number one offense here at US Bank Stadium, like absolutely just put the clamps on them. That's a great highlight game to go back and watch. That was you can make a case. So that was one of Mike Zimmer's most masterful pieces of a game where he shut down Sean McVay and the number one offense.
Yeah. I like all those recommendations. I'm going to give you one. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole earlier this week, and I was just thinking back because I used to play Tecmo Super Bowl on the original Nintendo when I was a kid back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite teams to play with was the Chiefs because of Christian Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare running back. He had a couple just huge seasons. And so if you go down our YouTube rabbit hole and search Christian Okoye, O-K-O-Y-E, for those who don't remember his career, you want to talk like early 90s, big-ass shoulder pads, neck roll, and just barreling through the line of scrimmage. That's kind of what Mike Zimmer's, I think, dream of what he wants the Vikings to be, right? Like, he would love for the Vikings to just pound the rock 45 times a game and play ball control and defense.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch some Christian Okoye highlight reels and full games on YouTube and get that flavor of 90s football.
I want to say that Christian Okoye, didn't he have a really big game in the opener in 1990? I'm trying to find it here quickly. I want to say that the Vikings opened against the Chiefs in Kansas City and got done by him. Wade Wilson, I think, started at quarterback. I'm trying to find it here, and I can't get it booted up on my
phone. I do know that he was like very inexperienced when it came to football. And in fact, wasn't he? Yeah, I just found this.
So they did play Kansas
City. He was an Olympic athlete. Like, he was a track and field guy. He won 7 college titles in shot put, discus, and hammer throw. And the first time he attended an American football game, he thought the game was boring.
Well,
and then he went on to have, he was a second round pick out of Azusa Pacific and wound up just, he was like 250 pounds and 6'1" and just barreled guys.
92 yards on 28 carries, so not great. A touchdown against the Vikings in the 1990 opener, which was a 24-21 Chiefs victory.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake invites you to play their award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic experience that both beginner and expert golfers will enjoy. The Meadows at Mystic Lake features over 7,000 yards of pristine bent grass fairways, trees and green, surrounded by acres of wildflowers and prairie plants. This oasis, just minutes away from downtown Minneapolis, provides a magical escape to nature. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux community.
All right, question number 4 here on this 4-Question Friday, boys. Would you rather lose all of your money or lose your best friend? And I'm going to take your significant other slash wife out of the equation.
Oh, if okay.
She is your best friend.
And your best friend doesn't, you're not saying dies, you're just saying like you don't talk to the person anymore.
No, they're gone from your life.
Right, but they're not dead.
They're not dead? That is a big important caveat here.
So, like you just don't talk to them anymore.
Let's just say they're, yeah.
I'd prefer they not be dead because then I don't think I can wish
they're just out of your life.
Oh, okay,
they're
that's out simple. Of your life. That's simple. I'm not going to lose my money.
I think I'm with Judd.
I'm not even going to come close to losing my money. I mean, yeah. I love my friends. I love them
dearly.
Get
your money back. What if you could get your money back by just continuing to work?
But I'm out of money. But I'm broke.
Yeah, what, and I have a friend out of it? I don't care about that. I want my money.
But I'm broke.
Yeah.
Like, I've got Dawn. I've got Stella. Okay, that's cool. I'm fine.
Okay, what if it was, like, all right, what if...
The
what,
pandemic what if, was, I lost my friend. I mean, you couldn't go out with your friends
okay,
and stuff.
Okay, let me rephrase it.
Actually,
rephrase
it was fine.
Because I would choose money, too, in that scenario. All right, who am I kidding? All right, would you rather lose all your money or have to go through the rest of your life alone without a significant other? Declan's got a longer road, potentially.
Yeah, I do.
How rich am I?
Right now, well, your income now.
Yeah, I mean, none of us are rich.
No, but, you know what we're doing.
You know, we're not broke either.
Okay, so, but I'm not going to lose Dawn for that then.
All right, here's what I would do. I would lose my money because I need to hitch my wagon to a woman who makes way more money than me in general.
There you go. That's the play right there.
So, yeah, we'll lose
you're
all
single,
the money.
You got that.
You start at zero, build up that equity again, yeah. Baby. I'm ready to go.
That's easy for you.
I cannot afford, literally, to marry someone who makes the same, if not less, money than I, we will not have a good life. We just won't have a very good life.
This is very simple for you right now.
Very simple.
Like this is not hard because you're leveraging your situation
yeah.
to your advantage.
Yes.
You're like Joe Fox.
A little bit like
you
Joe
are.
Fox.
You've,
a little manipulative.
I mean, you're an a-hole, but yeah. that's fine.
Well, that's
But that's
why.
Very easy.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Phil, what's your response? Because you got a gal like I do. So, like, that's tougher.
Yeah, I would. I think Declan's right in that you have to survey the financial landscape here. But I will say that when it comes to the ceiling of financial earnings, I think my wife probably has a higher ceiling than I do. So she's very smart, very savvy, has a great job, and so I would forego the money and just sort of hope that we could build it back up over the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah.
All right? God willing. God willing.
So you got 20 years. In 20 years, I'll be...
You might have 20 years.
I might, but I might not.
Yeah.
Again,
I mean,
I'm 51. There's no guarantee I get to 60. I always felt before this there were guarantees.
Like, what I was is like, the is 60 sort of gravy? Like, if you get to 60, are you...
No, 70's gravy. Because a lot of men die at 69. Don't say it.
I won't.
A lot of men die at 69. I feel like not getting to 60 would be a little bit of an upset, but not
Declan
shocking.
Declan's just laughing his ass off.
But no, I'm serious. A lot of men. Dawn's dad died 69. There's a lot of men that don't get that. So
yeah.
So I would say 70 is gravy. I just think it's important to say 60 is not a given.
Right.
Like there's a lot that could go wrong.
You know, I had when I was 12 years old. My family it was like a big family trip, including my aunt and uncle and cousin. We all drove down to New Orleans, Florida, and kind of went up around SEC country, right? And so I remember we were in New Orleans. We were in the French Quarter, and we ran into one of many tarot card and palm reader type people, right? These psychics.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so she did two readings, one on my aunt, and correctly predicted, this is your fourth marriage, right? And she was right. Like, she nailed all these things.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And then she does a reading. They thought it'd be funny for her to do a reading on a kid. And she said, "You're going to die in your mid-60s, is what I'm reading from your palm.
Oh, I can see that, yeah. Hmm.
So I've always sort of thought, yeah, all right, I've got less time maybe. Or I think if I get to 70, it's sort of gravy.
Yeah.
And I try not to be super unhealthy.
Technically, but, yeah. You should get there, but I'm just saying the risks go much higher.
Sure.
Sure. Much higher. I mean, Declan's probably got 30 some odd years for sure left. I mean, he should have more.
I think, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's all about the genes. It's all about your genes, man.
Yeah.
Royce's the perfect example of that. Patrick Royce, whoever his parents were, unbelievable genes.
Yeah, he's always been overweight, but he's never had any. He always says, they say my blood pressure is fine. It's a modern miracle.
No, I know.
Meanwhile, like, I've had cholesterol since I was 23.
Come on!
Yeah, there it is.
Football!
Anyways, that got weird. Dark and morbid.
Yeah. Well, it just depends on the parameters.
Yeah.
But yeah, friends, see you later, bye.
Friends, yeah, cool, yeah.
The pandemic taught me one thing. Being home's great.
Yeah, safe at home, as my shirt says, safe at home.
Safe at home, exactly right. Safe at home, right. Safe at home with my remote control and some beers.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us on this morbid episode of Purple Daily. Don't forget, click the subscribe button on our YouTube page and give us a 5-star rating and a positive review on Apple Podcasts. It helps spread the word to other Vikings fans about this community that we are building. Thanks to you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow.